Welcome to It's Karmic. I'm your host, Vika Bradford. This is a sacred space to connect with karma and past lives through astrology, energy work, and intuition. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode of the It's Karmic podcast with me, Vika Bradford. We are going to be talking about the seasonal shift that we're in right now, because though I don't do, you know, common energy podcasts, like, I mean, I could put out a podcast every single week that was just the cosmic energy, but though I don't typically do that, you know, I love to tap into the major things happening to help you guys ride the wave, to help you move through what I like to call the cosmic tides, to help you surf on those tides instead of being, you know, pummeled by them. And sometimes we're pummeled by them regardless of the work we do based on the transits you're moving through, the experience you're having right now, the karma you're moving through, the portal of life that you are just working with right now. But my hope in my work is that I can help you alleviate some of the intensity and find some peace inside of moments that are not necessarily pretty or blissful or graceful, not, you know, the quote unquote magical life that, and I say that in like the lowest octave, the magical life that we were taught or told could exist here. And coming back to the magic that is this experience of being here on Earth, the real magic, the real stuff we're doing here. My job is to help you find peace. It's to help you regulate your nervous system. It's to help you understand these waves and these portals and help you really understand that you're not a victim of the cosmos. You're a co-creator of the cosmos, right? You and the cosmos are working together to do this thing called life here on Earth. And when you leave this realm, you'll know why. You'll have a lot more clarity on that why. But while you're here, you know, I want to show you how to use your birth chart, how to use the stars, these moments, to find this peace, to find this ease. So today we're going to talk about this portal, this season that we're moving into, which entails high octave, massive change, transformation, and healing, low octave, a little bit of chaos and disruption. And you know, depending where you are on the scale of feeling that peace right now, there's no right or wrong. There's no you're bad or you're good. There's no you did the work, you didn't do the work right now. It's just depending where you are on the scale of experiencing peace versus chaos, peace versus fear. You know, you might see the next season as very intense, and some of you might experience the next season as really good intense. And like I said, there's no right or wrong. There's no bad or good here. It's just where you're at. But my hope is that I can help you move through it with a little bit of more of that ease, like I mentioned, right? So we're going to talk about how, as I'm recording this today, it is March 18th. I will be releasing this on March 20th. And Mercury has just moved into its shadow period. So you're, you know, listening to this, and we're just diving into this portal, this magical container that is Mercury retrograde. The shadow period starts as I'm speaking these words. We've also been in the eclipse portal for about 2 weeks, a week at this point, a week or two, give or take, who knows, could be a month. But we've been feeling the energy of the eclipses coming, and we have the spring equinox. When I'm releasing this, hopefully you're hearing it, you know, in the time of this portal, the spring equinox we have happening on March 19th. So we have this season that is kind of a paradox, because in one energy bubble over here, we've got, you know, the equinox, spring equinox. It's the rebirth. It's the moment of balance. It's the moment where, at least in the northern hemisphere, things come back to life. In the southern hemisphere, where you're actually moving into this portal of endings, not necessarily in the sense of the astrological wheel, but in the sense of fall, right? In the sense of the germination, decaying that's going to be coming for the southern hemisphere, right? As the leaves decay, everything starts to change and shift. So things are obviously nonlinear, time is nonlinear, but at least in the northern hemisphere, where I'm speaking from, where I experience life, we are in this rebirth portal. We're in not even a rebirth portal, though it is a birth portal, fertility. It is, you know, think about Easter eggs. They're a symbol of fertility, right? Our eggs in our wombs, and painting and celebrating them. What a beautiful thing when you really think about the goddess. But we're in a birth phase. So we've moved through a whole astrological year, no matter what part of the world you're in, through a whole astrological year from Aries to Pisces. And we've been in the liminal space of Pisces, which is murky waters, foggy. Oh my God, this Pisces season for me particularly was quite a foggy ride. You know, I had clients missing appointments left, right, and center. I had people showing up late to appointments left, right, and center. I had people just being like, just not fully present. And I was experiencing the same thing there. So I had no shame in, you know, I was not angry with anyone. I was just like, yeah, it's just that this season is really potent. So we're moving out of that ending phase and into this birth phase, while at the same time moving into Mercury retrograde portal. And so they're having this birth moment, and this Mercury retrograde that's coming is in Aries, that birth energy, that new energy. But at the same time, Mercury retrograde sort of rewinds us, right? It takes us back. So right now, as we're in the shadow period, we're collecting all the information. We're going along with our Easter eggs, you know, getting all the things, grabbing all the things. And then we're going to move into this portal where we have to go back and get what we missed along the way. So though we're in this birth phase, we are going to be called to redo it. We're going to be called to revisit it. So knowing that, I want you to think about the paradox of moving forward and yet knowing that you aren't going to be able to grab all the pieces. You aren't going to have all the information. You're not going to be completely clear about what this birth phase is bringing to you. And you're going to have to go back at some point and grab things that you missed. And so that can feel a little bit interesting, where you might not feel the mental motivation. That's what I'm trying to say, to move forward. You might not feel mentally fully clear yet. That's okay, right? Things are beginning to get pulled back. And then on top of that, we've got this eclipse portal happening in Aries and Libra with the nodes working through these energies. So more birth energy, more starting anew, and more, you know, if we think about the nodes and cycles and the astrological cycle and the wheel, we have to think about the Aries Libra portal as like it's always starting something, especially when the north node is in Aries. It's like we are beginning a whole new nodal portal, right? A whole new nodal ride has started, and then it's going to move, you know, back. Now it moves backwards, but in the sense that we're finishing and we're ending, and lunar eclipses are endings and solar eclipses are beginnings. Now there is some differentiation depending on if the solar eclipse or the lunar eclipse is on the south node or the north node, but I won't break your brains right now, because I've already broken my brain about that many years over the studies that I've done. But generally speaking, we're talking about closing portals, opening portals. So we're in this moment where birthing, spring equinox, Mercury is, you know, getting ready to move backwards, pulling us back. The eclipse portal is like something's closing, something's opening. And so when I'm feeling into it, and I've been sitting with this, and it's all kind of coming clear as I'm using my voice to really communicate this to you. It's like this weird dance we're in right now where everyone doesn't 100% know the steps. It's like, I want to step forward. Oh, we're moving back. What is that dance? I don't know if it's the salsa or the cha-cha or whatever, but you're kind of like in, out, one step forward, one step back, one step forward, maybe two steps forward, one step back, might be two steps back, one step forward. But you're kind of like in this dance, right? Going forward, backward, not 100% sure where your feet are going to land. Not 100% sure what you're doing right now. You're not 100% sure on what the steps are of this dance even, but you're kind of doing it and hoping for the best. And that is really what this energy can feel like, because it's almost everything all at once. It's always everything at once, let's be honest. But there is this energy trying to pull us into the Aries frequency, saying like, let's go there. Let's do these Aries things. Let's start something. Let's initiate. Let's turn that sacred fire on. But we've been in Pisces, you know, liminal space, Saturn's there, Neptune's there. It's been very foggy. And then we have all this energy saying, you know, you're going to have to come back. You're going to have to let go of things. You're going to have to process things. You're not going to know everything you want to know right now. So we go into, you know, the equinox energy and we're like, yeah, let's do it. But knowing what is coming and what we're in, you don't know all the facts. So you're excited, but you don't actually know 100% what step to take. That's my very metaphorical explanation of what right now can feel like. And when we're working with all of these frequencies at once, and it's fascinating because Mercury retrograde is one of my favorite energies. Eclipses are one of my favorite energies. And so it's fun to be playing with this all together, but super uncomfortable at the same time, right? Because, you know, we don't exactly know what to do with ourselves inside of these moments. And I am one of those astrologers who is pretty solid on, you know, not trying to manipulate the energy of eclipses. Now, you are free to disagree with me. There are practitioners out there, ritualists, healers, that they do work with the energy of eclipses. You know, they release on the lunar eclipses and they call in and manifest on the solar eclipse. I don't personally. I like to witness. I like to see what the universe is offering me. I like to watch the doors open and the doors close to see, you know, where am I being guided, and trusting in the co-creation that when we're working with the nodes of fate, I don't actually need to be in control right now. And we're so in control all the time. We're using everything all the time to try and achieve, try and receive, try and get what you want, right? And when it comes to eclipses, it's wild card energy, right? There are civilizations still in existence that pull all their food in an eclipse because they don't want their food to see the light of an eclipse. They cover their water bins. There are cultures, I can't remember who, but they actually submerge themselves in water during an eclipse for the entire eclipse because they believe the water will disperse the negative energy. There are cultures that believe eclipses break things. Okay, there's like theories around and practices around breaking things. And I can't remember what culture it is. I'll have to look at my studies again, but they will actually break a glass to ritually, you know, direct the energy into the glass that the eclipse doesn't need to break anything. They break something for the eclipse. So it's like a little ritual experience of not controlling, but diverting energy. Now, I'm not saying you need to go and break a glass. I've pondered about, you know, trying this experience. Does that feel good for me? But I've never actually done it. But it's very interesting, right, to think of cultures, ancient cultures, current cultures, and how they work through these energies. Now, I don't believe in doom astrology. You know that. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you believed in doom astrology, because that's just not what we do here. But we can look at these things and say, of course, eclipses aren't bad omens. There were periods in history where people literally wouldn't go outside during an eclipse. And there are still people and cultures and civilizations who believe this, which is totally okay. But I've not found that to be true through my studies. And I'm sure you feel the same, that when we go out on an eclipse, we don't die, we don't perish, we're okay. But can we have a little reverence for them and not try to control them and understand that we are working with fate, we're working with the nodes of fate. And if you have sat with your nodes in your chart, if you have worked with the nodes in the sky, you know the impact. You know how important these energy frequencies, because they're not even physical things, right? They're an elliptical orbit of the moon, but you know how potent they are, right? We all know, if you've worked with the nodes of fate, you know the power of this energy. And if you've been working with the Aries and Libra axis of this portal we're in, portal, so it's just the word of the day, it's portal, guys, I'm going to keep saying it. But if you've been working with this, you know, if you've gone into my masterclass, the Collective Karma Masterclass on the Aries and Libra nodal axis, you know what you're working through. You've been witnessing it. And if you haven't, I'll put that in the show notes for you guys, because that is like an instant download. You can do it today. Get in there and start fleshing out your experience since last July and all the impact that you've seen in your life, where it's happening in your chart, how it's impacting you. Is it hitting placements? And it isn't just Aries and Libra placements. There's other placements that it impacts too, right? And how has that experience been for you? What has it shown you? And you'll know that that energy of the nodes is life-changing. Every time you are impacted by the nodes, you will see a radical shift in your life. You will see a new pathway appear. You will see a closed door. You will see something happen. And it won't always be this dramatic experience. It won't always be this big, flashy ending. Sometimes it's just the knowing where you're just done. You're just done with something. A chapter ends, a person leaves, you know, it can be dramatic. Sometimes it is a big blow up, an ending to a relationship when we're working with the Libra axis, or you figuring out a really big piece of yourself and you're just like, yep, that's where I'm going. That nodal energy with the Aries. But sometimes it's subtle. And these ways we work with the chart show us how potent the nodes of fate are, how the fate energy, it's not that you don't have free will, but this fate energy is showing you, hey, I've got this new path for you. And I'm really excited that if you go down this path, you are working on your soul's mission. You're also working on the collective soul's mission. Do you want to go there, right? This is what the nodes of fate are saying. This is what eclipses are saying. Do you want to come with me? And often when we deny it, we experience these large hiccups in life because the energy of the universe is literally saying, like, you're out of alignment. You know, everything, I believe this, you do not have to believe this. And, you know, some people will not love this, that's okay. But I truly believe everything is directing us toward our destiny, toward our dharma, toward what you're supposed to do here on earth, or what you wanted to do, not even what you're supposed to do. It's like what your soul came here to do. And when we're off course, the universe like keeps nudging us, and the nudges get bigger and the nudges get bigger. And then all of a sudden, because we're ignoring the nudges, we find ourselves sick, and we find ourselves, our bodies are shutting down. We're in nervous system disruption. We're experiencing all these things, and I'm not saying this is 100% of the reason why we experience big hairy moments in our life. This is just some of them, okay? So it's not, if you're experiencing big hairy moments, it doesn't mean you're not on track or in alignment. But often I do find when we experience these big moments where you're like, shit, why does this keep happening? Or, you know, you keep hitting your head against a wall, it's because you're not listening. And I say this because I lived this. I lived it for so long. I still live it. I still have these moments where I'm like, why am I repeating this damn signature? And sometimes it's because you're not through a transit yet, right? That transit hasn't shown you what you need to know. You're not finished. My business coach and dear soul friend, Align with Renata, says you just haven't suffered enough yet, right? And so you just haven't suffered enough yet. And when we're done with our own shit and we start to go, okay, where am I here to experience my soul lessons? What are those soul lessons? And we start to align ourselves as best as possible. We're human, nothing's perfect. I do find that things become a little more peaceful. Now, that doesn't mean inwardly it's always peaceful, but it seems to lessen the intensity of what is happening in our lives. Now, this, like I said, is not 100% true all the time. There are variances. There are transits that are going to kick your ass. There are moments where you're just going to be like, are you fucking kidding me? But when it comes to the nodes of fate, I do find that this realignment energy is always attempting to work through you. And that's what these eclipses are doing for us. That's what Mercury retrograde is doing for us. That's what all these beautiful, hairy, messy, ugly, wonderful moments are doing for us. So can you be in it? Can you witness it? Can you understand what it's inviting you into? Can you look at your chart and start to work with the invitations you are being called into? And I swear, 99% of the time, when you use your chart to understand these moments, a wash of love, peace, and acceptance comes over you because you see what's happening, why it's happening, what it's teaching you. Might not be 100% clear. Sometimes I scream at the sky. Sometimes I just literally scream at the sky, guys. But you will see the lessons, the guidance points, the bullet points. And it helps. It really, really helps to understand, oh, my soul actually wanted to find its power again. I really wanted to connect to my inner warrior again. I feel like I've lost my joy. I feel like I've lost my creativity. Whatever it is, whatever your thing is, you're being guided back into it constantly through so many different avenues, planets, frequencies, and your chart helps you, you know, get there. So as you're listening to this, I want you to really, you know, I want you to get into your energy, into your chart. And if you haven't already, go download the free guide to the karma of the 12 houses so you at least know what house is ruling Aries, what house is ruling Libra. So you can start to see, okay, this is the axis of energy I'm working with. You know, for instance, in my chart, in whole signs, it's my first house and my seventh house. So I'm very aware of my partnership right now. I'm very aware of my relationships. I'm aware of my friendships. I'm aware of the relationships I'm cultivating, creating. But I'm hyper aware of myself. I'm hyper aware of working through the energy of not loving myself, not loving my skin, not loving my hair, being very hard on myself, picking on myself, the words I'm saying to myself. I sat with myself the other day and I was like, wow, having the South Node in my first house has been a journey, and especially Libra ruled by Venus, where I have experienced some of the deepest self-judgments about my body, about my perception of me, about my mirror image, about looking the way I do, aging, all these things. And I have had to meet that with so much grace. And it has been one of the hardest experiences of my life to watch my face change as I am getting older, to watch my skin, you know, this battle I've been in with my skin my whole life, and understanding that I'm the root cause of it. My thoughts, my judgments toward my skin. And the South Node through my first house in Libra is bringing all of that to the surface, right? It doesn't always look the way we think it's going to look, right? When I could say, okay, Libra, first house, it's going to be all relationship stuff. It's going to be very, very heavily focused on people and how they impact me and my perception through other people. But it's actually been this very internal process of loving myself and, you know, accepting myself and my flaws, even to the point where this is the least amount of makeup I've ever worn in my life. I go days without putting on makeup. I've never done that, not since I was 12 years old. And this is my north node in Aries, but south node in Libra healing that I'm doing is to love myself and not worry about the judgments of others. Okay, so it's just a little example of the portal of fate that I'm working through, and then you're working through this somewhere in your chart. You might be a Libra rising, sitting there listening to this thinking, yeah, that's exactly what's coming up for me, but it might be playing out completely different for you. It might not be body image stuff. It might not be skin stuff. It might not be anything like that. And we just get to get really intimate with our charts and dive into what is the story, right? What is the story? And if you want to go deeper into that story, please come and join me this Sunday inside of A Date with Destiny, where you're going to be in two live rituals with me for the eclipses. So you'll be joining me in the lunar eclipse, full moon Libra, and the new moon solar eclipse Aries, where you're going to understand how these not only eclipses, but the nodes are working through your life right now, and what you're being presented with, the lessons that are really working through you, plus the cosmic weather that's happening, the shifts that we're experiencing collectively, and how those shifts are impacting you. This is one of my favorite ways to work with people, as I have for the last almost 3 years inside of the membership that I've just closed. So this is my final portal ritual for that I want to invite you to come and experience with me, where you'll get to go into sacred space with me, observance, witnessing, touching the wounds, seeing how they're presenting themselves in you, and really diving into this experiencing of extracting the lessons, the sacred knowledge, the medicines, the love. And when we do this, when we become healed observers of our experiences, priestesses, goddesses, priests, all these beautiful words, we hold space for our own process. And I found over the last 3 years, the pivotal change of understanding what's happening in your chart, what's happening in the sky, and the why behind the massive changes in your life. So as you're listening to this, you'll know immediately if this is a yes or a no. You'll know if you're having massive breakthroughs right now, or big endings, or something inside of you is like, I need support through this eclipse season. You'll know. And if you are not feeling that yes, then it's a no, and that's perfectly fine. You might not be severely activated by this eclipse season. You might not have anything in your chart that's saying, yeah, I want to be in circle. I want to be in community. I want to hear and be guided into where to find this inside of myself because something's happening. So no, there's no wrong or right here. There's no you must join this or you're not going to have a potent eclipse season. It's more, does your soul feel like it needs medicine right now? Does your energetic blueprint scream yes when I say, hey, I'm holding ritual space. Do you want to be in it? Okay. And trust that, because you're going to know how to ride those waves. And if you're more interested in the realm of what Mercury is going to be doing in the Mercury retrograde ride, the cosmic ride, know that I also created a guide that I'm going to put in the show notes. It is the ultimate guide to surviving and thriving in Mercury retrograde. So there's a few different ways that you can receive support right now without having to do anything because you have to do it, right? It's what does your soul need? Does it need anything? You might be sitting there right now like, no, this podcast was everything I needed. And some of you are sitting there going, Mercury retrograde scares the living shit out of me. So I need a little bit more help. Give me the guide. Or some of you just want to sit in sacred space with me and understand this eclipse season. So take what you need and leave what you don't. Always, always, always. And that's basically my download, my magic I wanted to share with you today. I hope this is helpful. I hope this is exactly what you needed to hear. And I hope that your eclipse season, Mercury retrograde, spring equinox, and more portal is magical, is blessed, blissful, everything that you are seeking and more.